It seems counterintuitive, with our desert soils low in nutrients and our lack of water, that trees can thrive here in Las Vegas, but that all depends on what kind of tree you're talking about. We visited Norm Schilling, owner of Schilling Horticulture Group and Mojave Bloom Nursery in Las Vegas, to talk about what varieties you might consider for your desert garden.
I'm standing under the canopy of one of my favorite trees. It's a screwbean mesquite. It's one of our native mesquites, as are the honey mesquites. The velvet mesquite is North American also. There's some South American mesquites, but all in all, I think the North American mesquites are better suited for life here. Now here's the thing, mesquites are big. If you have a small yard, you shouldn't have a mesquite. They're also pretty high maintenance. They want to grow down on the ground, and to have a traditional tree where you walk underneath the canopy, you actually have to do a pruning type called lifting, where you're pruning out lower branches. Mesquites do require quite a bit of pruning, and you really want to get a good arborist who knows what he's doing, who's looking at the structure of the tree, looking for what are called weak crotches or weak unions, crossing branches, right? But man, they're cool trees. If you got room, especially as a backdrop, these things are so drought tolerant to the point where these particular trees get watered about 5 or 7 times a year. Now, screwbean mesquite is my favorite, and here's why. This is shaggy bark that hangs off of it, and while this tree is about 20 years old, it looks like it's 200 years old. It is a really cool effect. The seeds, that's where it gets its name, they're little screw type beans, and they're actually edible. In fact, all the seeds on mesquites are edible, the seed pods. You can make a flower out of them. They were used by Native Americans for many years. And they're beautiful. They attract wildlife. They provide for wildlife, but be aware, these trees will reach 30, 35 feet in spread. So if you got a 20-foot front yard and you got a 2-story house, it won't work. You're gonna have to prune it for size. You're gonna do size control forever, and that makes it even more expensive and the tree doesn't look as good. But if you got enough room, great. Now, there's also Palo Verdes. They also get big. The foothill Palo Verde is a little bit smaller, but give them room to grow. But if you want a smaller tree, you want a medium-sized tree, maybe 20 feet in spread, think of Texas ebony or desert willow. And here's the thing, there is kind of a miniature mesquite. It's not a mesquite, but it looks like a mesquite, and it's called the fern of the desert. It's thornless, it has that mesquite-type leaf that's really cool, kind of soft-looking. And the leaves kind of weep down while the tree is upright. The leaves kind of hang down, gives the whole tree a weeping effect. Little yellow puffball flowers in the spring, kind of creamy white yellow. And it reaches about 12 feet, maybe 15. So you got a small yard, fern of the desert, Lysiloma watsonii, L-Y-S-I-L-O-M-A. Lysiloma, sometimes it's thorn beri or it's another name, but that's fern of the desert. Look it up. Great tree, hard to find. They're all desert trees. They can all really handle low water, hot conditions. And best of all, we have our, I'll use the polite word, our poor native soils. They're low, it's not poor to the desert trees. The desert trees love this stuff. It's low in nutrients, it's high in alkalinity, but this is what they like, and this is what they will thrive in here in Southern Nevada. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
This is KNPR.